Hey, if you're a first-time listener or first-time viewer, welcome. What we're going to do is we're going to talk about how to escape the rat race, how to build a business around something you are truly passionate about. Imagine that, right? So many people are just stuck going through the day-to-day grind of a career that they just don't like. So in this episode, we're going to explore a little bit about the decisions that we make on a daily basis, and are we going to be happy with those decisions? So today, what we're going to do is we're going to be taking the rocking chair test. Now, it's funny, I had a conversation the other day with my buddy, Frank, and back when we were teenagers, back when we were still in high school, we used to joke about this. We said, you know, I wonder what our lives are going to turn out like, right? I can just imagine someday when we're old and gray and we're sitting on the front porch in our rocking chairs, just having a conversation and reminiscing and talking about the good old days. What's that going to look like? Well, it's funny because that's probably back when we were, you know, 16 to 18 years old, something along those lines. And since that time, about 36 years or so has passed. Both of us are going to be turning 54 here this coming May. And all of a sudden, we both kind of chuckled and we said, wow, you know, this is actually happening. Time is ticking away and we're getting closer to that time where this is exactly what's going to happen. So right now, this is a good time to inspect what we expected of ourselves thus far, right? How are we doing thus far? Have we been happy with the lives that we've created for ourselves and our families? Have we been happy with the decisions that we've made? Do we have any regrets around some of those things? Where do we stand right now? So the way the rocking chair test works is something like this. What you're going to do is you're going to take a look at the decisions that you've made based on the beliefs, patterns, and habits that you have. And you're going to take a look at the decisions you've made so far. And maybe what we're going to do is we're going to focus on some of the ones that we actually regretted, some of the things that we stopped ourselves from doing that we know we should have done. And then what we're going to do is we're going to fast forward 10 more years, 20 more years, and then perhaps even 30 more years to see what is life going to look like. Okay, so right now I will be 54 in just a month or so. So if I fast forward myself in 10 years, and now I'm 64 years old, and I carry forward the same decisions that I've been making so far. Maybe I'm in a job, maybe I'm in a career right now that I absolutely hate. I mean, it just makes me anxious. I'm frustrated by it. I complain about it all the time. There's a cap on my income. There's only so much that I can make. Maybe I don't have a whole lot of meaning behind what I do. It's just, I'm just showing up every day doing that job. Or maybe I just don't have the freedom that I really want to be able to do the things that I want to do at this age and stage of my life. Well, what happens if I don't make a decision to do something different? And now I'm 64 years old and I've wasted basically 10 years by not making the decision to go for it. How am I going to feel about myself at that point? Well, maybe I tough it out for a little while longer because I still feel like I have all of this time left. But now 64 years old comes around and all of a sudden I realize, wow, you know what? Nothing has really changed. I'm not any happier. My income hasn't increased at all. And now I'm getting to the point where maybe I want to slow down a little bit and I can't. Now I really have to put my nose to the grind for the next 10 years just to make it to 74 years old and perhaps be able to retire with something, right? That's not going to be a very good feeling. So now I'm sitting in the rocking chair, and now instead of 10 years from now, now I'm 74 years young. Now, interestingly enough, you know, mid-70s used to seem like it was really old to me, but now that I take a look at my parents and my in-laws, yeah, I don't really think that's very old. They still have a lot of life left in them, right? They've got activities, they're doing things, they've got friends, you know, and they still seem pretty youthful to me, right? Maybe their body seems a little bit older, but you know, there's still a lot of life left in there. So now if I fast forward, if I'm sitting in the rocking chair with my buddy Frank and we're sitting there at 74 years old and we're having a glass of lemonade or a beer or whatever it is that you like to drink, and you're sitting there talking with each other, what are you talking about, right? Are you talking about the fact that, wow, back when we were 54, I was doing okay, but I wasn't quite where I wanted to be. I know I needed to make some very, very different decisions. So when I got to this point in my life, I would look back and say, good for you, right? I'm good for you for going for it, for taking action in making something happen, because most people just don't. Most people just keep repeating the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result, which we know is the definition of insanity, right? So I definitely don't want to get to 74 years old and have my kids look at me and say, wow, you know, I think my father's kind of lost a little bit. He just kept doing the same thing and didn't really live out his dream, right? He didn't really make anything happen. I sure hope I don't do that, right? Definitely we don't want that to happen. So now we fast forward that even further. And God willing, I'm 84 years old. Frank and I are sitting there and we're having this conversation with each other. And now we're 84 years old. And now we're really reflecting on what life is like, right? Oh, there's one of my pups. So now we are, now we're having this conversation. And by this point, probably I have, not only do I have children, but I have grandchildren. Who knows if it maybe even if I have great grandchildren, and I'm thinking to myself, what's my legacy going to be? How am I going to remember? How am I going to be remembered? Am I going to be remembered as that person who, you know, took his very best gifts and talent to the grave with them? Or am I going to be remembered as that person that really went for it, right? I had goals, dreams, desires for not only myself and for my family. And did I seize the day? Did I use every single, you know, did I use my fullest potential in order to get to where I wanted to be and have that be my legacy? So these are all questions that you have to ask yourself today. Sit down and taking the rocking chair test. Take the rocking chair test yourself and imagine yourself 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, and ask yourself, did I make a good decision today that is going to show up 10 years, 20 years, and 30 years from now that you can be proud of, okay? So this week inside my inner circle group, we've got a couple of great learning opportunities. One, on Tuesday evening, I am doing a training session on some simple and effective ways to start conversations with people about what you do for a living without feeling weird or icky about it. Now, this is something that happens a lot when you start a business of your own, regardless of what it is. You have to start letting people know about it in what you do. And eventually what happens is you have fear, you have doubt, you have and you have all kinds of weird emotions that start to pop up. And one of the things that that I get asked all the time is, you know, Bill, I don't want to seem salesy to people, right? Especially people that I know. I just feel awkward. I feel weird. I feel kind of icky about approaching people, talking to them about what I do. And I understand that, right? Because in a lot of businesses, that's the first thing that they tell you to do is to go approach people you know. And then once you do that, people start to avoid you because you don't really have a real great approach to it. You kind of follow some guidelines that you know, that you may have heard or read or maybe work for somebody else. But they really just aren't comfortable. They don't sit well with you, so you just don't do them anymore. And then all of a sudden, you're like, "Well, now who am I supposed to talk to? I'm not sure what to do." So this Tuesday, I'm going to be having a training session on that, and each one of them has a different theme. This week's theme is Cinco de Mayo, and all of the strategies that I'm sharing and talking about, these are all things that I have used in my own business and continue to use to this day. Now, the thing that's important for you to understand is I've been self-employed for 26 years. My wife and I made a very important decision when we had children that her job would be to be an amazing mother and to raise our children to become great human beings, which she has done so successfully. Very, very difficult job to do. But that left me as the sole breadwinner of the house. So everything that I share, these aren't things where these aren't theory. These aren't things where I could have the, you know, the I couldn't try, if you will, right? Sales had to happen, right? It was a necessity, right? It was like modern day hunting, where you had to go out and you had to catch something to eat, because if you didn't, you know, the village would starve, right? So all of the things that I share are things that will really, really be helpful to you if you're starting your journey in starting your business, or perhaps you already are in a business and you're just kind of stuck in neutral and you really aren't growing. So this could really help. And then on Thursday evening, we have yet one more opportunity. And this one, I'm going to be kicking off a series. It's called the Business Build-A-Thon. And the Business Build-A-Thon is basically showing you what I would do if I had to start all over again from scratch. I've got this great business idea, something that I really want to pursue because I'm passionate about it and I think it would really be great. And this is starting something from the ground up, and this will give you the framework that you need for that. Okay. So we talked about the rocking chair test and we talked about making great decisions. Well, right now, here's one of those decisions. You either choose to block off some time in your calendar, some learning time, or you can choose to continue to do the same things that you're doing. And there's no judgment either way, but the choices that you make are going to make a very huge difference. If you need to learn a little bit more about me, if you're just tuning in and you don't know much about me, you can always visit my website at billstorm.com. And there you can also download a free copy of my book. I have a book called Slaying the Seven Dragons, The Entrepreneurial Hero's Guide to Conquering Online World of Business. And then I also have a new book that's going to be coming out here very shortly. It's called Taking Your Business by Storm.